The introduction of a pre-kindergarten stage in New South Wales has provided much food for thought for early childhood policymakers and caregivers. This policy aims to create seamless transition to formal education and support for children from vulnerable communities. Misbah Ansari asked Macquarie University's School of Education Interim Dean, Dr. Sheila Degatadi, what were the benefits of a pre-kindergarten stage?
What we see with this announcement of a new initiative is a real recognition of the value of early childhood education for children. And so we do know there's a wealth of evidence to demonstrate that at least 2 years of early childhood education before children commence formal schooling has a lot of benefits for children, not only early learning, but their learning as they go through into primary school and even into high school. So I think this is a really great initiative that's been announced by the New South Wales government. And we're all waiting, I guess, to hear what first pre-kindergarten year of school is going to look like and how it's then going to be integrated into the full years of schooling in those first few years of school.
So what sort of collaborations will pre-kindy institutions have with schools in order to ensure a seamless transition to formal education?
What seems to be on the table is that many schools are going to have this pre-kindergarten institution on site and that it's going to be completely integrated into the school. Also, the suggestion that existing early childhood centres will play a role in this. There's an opportunity here to think very carefully about what is going to be included in that pre-kindergarten year. The Minister has been very clear that it will be implementing a play-based early childhood program, and I'm really very positive about that because we've got a wealth of evidence that demonstrates the value of play-based learning for very young children. They're going to need to think about is how that year can support the child in transitioning into those first years of school, because as we know, A lot of parents get quite anxious about whether or not their child is ready for school. And I think that speaks to the perceived difference between what happens when a child goes to school and what happens in an early childhood centre. So if we think very carefully about this pre-kindergarten class, we have the opportunity to develop a curriculum that helps the child to transition from fully play-based learning in an early childhood centre to the more formal learning that we see in kindergarten or year one of school.
The NSW Education mentions that the introduction of pre-kindergarten provides support to Indigenous and people from culturally, linguistically diverse communities. How will this system help combat the systemic inequalities in education?
Because this new year is going to be fully integrated into the school system, from what I understand anyway, it's going to be another compulsory year of schooling. Some parts of our population who maybe have not benefited from early childhood education up until now, largely because of the cost of early childhood education and that it's tied very, very closely to workforce participation, those members of the community are now going to have the benefit. It's going to be universally accessible by all members of the community. So it does have the potential to address inequality in different being in different parts of our population. It has those opportunities to address those inequalities. So we need to ensure that we talk with those communities over the next few years to find out maybe if they're hesitant about bringing their children to this new pre-kindergarten year, but also how can we encourage full participation in early learning.
Won't introducing children a year earlier to institutional education structure constrict their creativity and freedom?
This is going to be a year of play-based early childhood learning, the same kind of play-based curriculum that we see in early childhood centres will be applied in this first year of schooling as well. As long as the curriculum is designed carefully and as long as we've got well-qualified and skilled early childhood specialist teachers, then it's going to support their creativity. It's going to support all of those skills that are so valuable.
Considering that really young children will be spending more and more time away from their home, how will this impact their relationship with their family and guardians?
It's a bit of a myth to think that young children can only form close relationships with one or two people, which is usually we think of their parents. We now know that young children can form really rich and supportive relationships with many, many people. And in many cultures, we see that, where it's not only the parents who care for their own children, different members of the community take an active role in caring for those children. It doesn't impact the relationship that they have with their family. It actually broadens out the relationship world that they have to other people, to educators who become very significant people in their lives as well.
Dr. Sheila Degatardi, Macquarie University's Education Interim Dean, ending that report from Ms. Bar and Sare.